Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lawrence Allen, Global Executive Search Professional, author of The Tree of Liberty, Apteka Naturel, Backwell Syllable Bagholder, Dan Perkins, Registered Investment Advisor, and author of The Brotherhood of the Red Nile series, Dr. James Butler, DDS, Gravity First Mattress, iMarketing, Magic Nutrition, Swan Montgomery, top musician, engineer, and performer with solo album, Ogham, and Ultimate Air Show. Now, here's Catherine with Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk, and I have a wonderful guest today on Let's Just Talk. He's a good friend of mine, and his name is Ken Ezrick. He's an author. He's a hospital administrator in the past. He's a filmmaker. I don't know. He does so many different things. I need to find out what he's doing today. Hi, Ken. How are you?
Hi, Catherine. I'm always doing something. Today I'm on the radio with you.
That's for sure. Well, tell me what you're doing these days, because I can never keep up with you.
Well, it's not all that difficult. There's just a lot of different areas that I'm involved with. You know, you mentioned that I'm an author. So the book that I wrote last was one that I was inspired to do after doing your show, what, about 4 years, 5 years ago, something like that?
Probably.
And that's called Start From Where You Are. It's been out for about a year and a half. And, of course, as you know, it sparked a TV show as well. And the whole philosophy of Start From Where You Are is that I don't care who you used to be, what you used to do, are you doing it now, and is it where you want to be? So you have to start from where you are. And that was inspired after I came to visit you and do one of your Born Before 64 shows.
Right. And, you know, it's really funny, Ken, because it inspired me to start three more shows. And our latest, I know you're going to love this, is called Sports for You Too. Now, what sport of all the sports you've never done before would you like to try?
Oh, I don't know. I'm scared to do a too tough one. So let's keep it calm as I get older. You know, I was born before 64.
I know, but Sports for You Too gives you the wish that you've always wanted to do. Flying, skydiving, going down the court.
I would do that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, that's what it's all about. Our mission is to give someone the opportunity to do something they've never done before in the world of sports. And it could be meeting the Globetrotters and being on the floor when they're doing, you know, their wonderful, you know, all the tricks and trades that they have. Or, you know, doing something, getting down on the baseball field and actually meeting the team of your, you know, that you've always wanted to meet and actually pitching a ball out or, you know, doing something.
Dream sports, huh?
Yeah. That's
like
the kind. Don't you love it?
Creative idea.
Isn't that cool? And so then I inspired my son to start he's a sports journalist, and he's doing the Sports for You 2 radio show club. It's called Sports for You 2 Club. And it's a new radio show. So, you know, it's always an adventure. So tell me some of the things that you're doing now with your book. It inspired the TV show. And where is the TV show today?
Well, let me keep moving, because you're absolutely right. It, you know, when I started from where I was, that's when I wrote Start From Where You Are. And, of course, on TELUS, which is the network that you've been on, mm-hmm. we've been doing a mind, body, and spirit show. But my latest TV show is called Live Pain Free, and what I've been doing, it's an internet show, and it's on WRPBI-TV, and I interview different doctors about alternatives to the use of narcotics and the alternatives to surgery. And there are so many exciting things going on in that field.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had over 25 different types of doctors come on, from spine surgeons to physiatrists to anesthesiologists. And it's really quite interesting to hear what the latest is in so many different areas of pain relief for so many different kinds of patients.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. I just did a thing that I should give you the guy because he's down in Miami, and he's got a new laser that is the top new laser out there. The FDA is just approving it, and actually mm-hmm. there's plastic surgeons and whatever that are using it down in Miami and Boca Raton, where you are, and he's right up your alley. So he just did a radio show with me, so I'll pass him on to you. How about that?
A lot of what we've been doing is we've been talking about things that have been helping a lot of these superstar athletes like Peyton Manning and some of these other folks who had to leave the country to go get stem cell therapy. And everybody's so concerned about what stem cells are. But the beauty of what's happening is that they take the stem cells right out of you just by a simple blood draw and just reinsert them. It's just like getting your own blood back, transfused back in.
Right.
And the stem cell therapy has been so successful on so many Tommy John surgery, bone on bone, and it's really the latest that's sweeping. So we've been covering that a lot, along with platelet-rich plasma, which is PRP. And without getting too technical for the listeners, the bottom line is that there are always alternatives to surgery.
Oh, yeah.
Ultimately, you may need surgery, but every one of my doctors says there's always something else we can try. So everybody should get that one message out of our show.
Right. You know, and the other thing is that Dr. Roger Garcia, who is in Columbus, is doing doing stem cell for face and for a lot of other things that are in the body, so you don't have to have plastic surgery.
Oh, absolutely. One of my episodes that just came out was one of a spine surgeon. We were talking about the fact that they are now using 3D printers to print new skin or new tissue for body organs, and then they put the stem cells over it, and they're growing whole new body parts. So I call it the Star Trek era of medicine. We're on the horizon of Star Trek medicine, where basically a doctor's going to take something similar to the old tricorder and go, bloop, 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 bloop. Oh, this is what you need. Here it is, and you're going to get up and leave. It's going to be really something.
I know.
It doesn't mean that everybody's a candidate for any of this, but at least the horizon looks happier for pain relief than it used to.
Well, you know, it's amazing because when I was, you know, I went to Israel and I met some of the top researchers over there, and what they're doing is just so amazing. And some of the things that they're creating is unbelievable. I was so in awe of some of the people that I've had on recently on our radio shows that are in the field that you're talking about, and it just blows my mind. Absolutely blows my mind. So I'm actually going to be having a procedure done with Dr. Garcia, just to let you know. And and it's
if
going
you get any prettier, I'm mean, we're going to all have problems out there. So don't do too much, Catherine.
No. This is not doesn't have anything to do with any kind of surgery. It has to do with stem cells. And to help your, you know, I had some surgery done, and unfortunately, I had a little bit of a botched job done on one surgery. And actually, the guy that I was telling you about in Florida that has a new laser, I have some hairline stuff, or not on the outside of the hairline, that can be done with a laser. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm coming down and having it done in Miami. So I'm not sure yet because I want to do a TV show, and maybe you can get involved. That would be really cool.
Hey,
and actually film
we've been,
it.
We've been doing a lot of medical commercials and a lot of medical video on site because it's just so hard to describe some of these different techniques to people.
That's right.
So that's what we've been doing, and we're pretty excited that we're getting a lot of great reception. Mm-hmm. And what's more important, we're getting people in touch with good doctors instead of them going to people who really aren't qualified to take care of.
And, you know, that's really important that we should talk about, Ken, because honestly, the surgeon that cleaned up the first surgeon that did my work, that's a lot to have. You know what I mean? In other words, I had a complete facelift, and I don't mind telling people that. And then I had to have another surgeon who would do it come in and clean up all of what she did and put a new implant in my chin. So to be honest about it, it was really sad because I had to do it because you could see it on television. You could actually see the implant being tilted in my chin. So, you know, I am always looking for the best that I can find out there, not only for myself, but for everyone, because it's the most important thing you can do. It's like going and having anything done for yourself. You want the best. You want to know what their background is. You want to know right. that it's the best thing, that how many times has it been done, just things like that. It's really important to educate yourself on that, and that's what you're doing. You're educating people.
Right. Well, one of the reasons we started our show, Catherine, is because in Palm Beach County, Florida in particular, there's been a major push to shut down, you know, everybody calls them pill mills, but it's really the overwhelming amount of narcotics that are being illegally and streetwide sent out, and people are going to doctors that are just overloading them with narcotics. Mm-hmm. And the overall philosophy of our show is that narcotics don't usually answer the problem. And one of the main reasons that all of our doctors on the first season have told us is when you take a pill, no matter what the pill is, it goes throughout your whole body. Mm-hmm. What my doctors that I'm bringing on the show are telling us is we like to inject stuff directly into the site. And that way you don't have, you know, narcotics, which are terrible always, going throughout your system. And what you've got is whatever anesthesia or anesthetic or anti-inflammatory directly, even into the spine now. For example, on one of our shows, an anesthesiologist told us that instead of just doing plain epidurals like everybody knows about from when they're having a baby or something like that, you get an epidural or it helps relieve your back pain. Now what they're doing is the same procedure, but they're inserting cortisone and other types of things and PRP directly into the disc, and it's regenerating. So this is the wave of regenerative medicine and not of surgery. The surgery is still necessary, but it's really more past tense or minimally invasive for a lot of these procedures. And the new way of doing things is through injections, topicals, and homeopathics, even by regular MDs. So it's an exciting time, I think, in medicine.
We need to take a short break here, Ken. And can you go give people where they can go to see these wonderful episodes and to see your website?
Sure. It's on WRPBI-TV, and that's on the web, WRPBI-TV. And if you want a sample, you can go to Ken Estrig on YouTube and see some samples.
That would be really good. We'll be right back on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk after these important messages.
You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on W4CY.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. I'm the spokesperson for Apteca Naturelle Products, and they have a brand new product that I'm so excited about. It is unique. It's all natural. It's called Cognizant Natural. It's an advanced memory support dietary supplement containing the remarkable SNAPSA. SNAPSA has been clinically shown to speed learning, enhance your memory, and improve mental performance naturally and safely. Cognizant Natural Advanced Memory Support Dietary Supplement is vegetarian and contains no GMOs. So go out and get Cognizant Natural. It really will help you. Go to their website at www.aptecanaturel.com and get it. It's wonderful. I did, and I know you'll love it too. Hi, I'm Catherine Raker, and I love to read. If you can't wait to get your hands on the next great book, let me tell you about Tree of Liberty by Lawrence Allen. His 30-year sweeping epic is a global thrill ride from start to finish. This highly charged political saga made me take a hard look at where we are as a nation. It is a wake-up call for just how close we are to losing our rights, our fortunes, and our sacred honor to the growing tyranny that has become Washington, D.C. Tree of Liberty may anger you. Tree of Liberty may inspire you. For sure, Tree of Liberty will make you take a closer look at where America is today. Read Tree of Liberty and join the movement to resurrect the America we love. For more information, go to www.treeoflibertyusa.com.
Hi, this is Rick Pollack with Ultimate Air Shuttle, where we offer so much more than just a great jet service. We are always striving to change our customer experience, not just in the air, but on the ground once you land. Did you know Ultimate Air Shuttle can arrange your rental car, cab, or executive transportation into the city, all in one phone call before your flight even begins? We do. See how easy and luxurious air travel is with Ultimate Air Shuttle to New York, Chicago, and Charlotte. Experience it all at ultimateairshuttle.com.
Ultimate Air Shuttle flights are public charters sold and operated by Ultimate Jet Charters, LLC, a direct air carrier.
iMarketing.com provides easily editable websites to small business owners. And if they don't want to make the changes to the site themselves, they can simply email the changes to iMarketing.com, and they'll take care of it at no additional cost. Websites cost only $795, and hosting, which includes all maintenance of the website, is only $39.95 a month. iMarketing.com is also a Google-certified partner, which means you'll get your website listed on over 1,000 search engines across the Internet very quickly. iMarketing.com works with Google daily to create campaigns and optimize them. Let iMarketing.com help you get your share of the web by calling 513-942-7869, or you can email iMarketing.com at sales@imktg.com today.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker, and you know, I have so many sleepless nights until I got a Gravity First Elevated Sleep System mattress. You know, it used to keep me up at night because I have acid reflux, I had a heartburn. But, you know, people that have reflux with pregnancy, GERD, snoring, sinus congestion, cold and flu symptoms need a good night's sleep. So that's why the Gravity First Elevated Sleep System mattress helps you do that. Gravity First utilizes simple gravity to prevent you from being robbed of your valuable sleep. The inflatable, multi-patented design of Gravity First fits on top of any mattress or box springs and comes in four sizes, twin, full, queen, and king. And because Gravity First is inflatable, you can take it when you travel. It also allows you to sleep in any normal position, unlike short wedges or mountains of pillows. Gravity First elevates your sleep experience to a whole new level of comfort and keeps your head elevated throughout the night. Gravity First is the number one doctor-recommended lifestyle change for acid reflux, heartburn, and GERD. It's also effective, used for many other health issues like allergies, snoring, sinus congestion, and pregnancy. So do what I do and go out there and get that Gravity First mattress. You'll have such a wonderful experience. Go to their website at www.gravityfirst.com.
Catherine is back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
We're back on Let's Just Talk with Ken Ezrick, and we're talking about his shows, his books, everything about him. And Live Pain Free is your new show. Your book was Start From Where You Are. Is there some exciting news for the future?
Oh, there's always exciting news for people like you and I, Catherine, because everybody we meet always brings us new ideas and new things. You and I tend to end up meeting so many interesting people. So what has happened is if we go back to when you and I really first became friends, that was when I wrote my first book, Washing Away the Pain, and my second one called Inspirations of Love, Life, and Loss. And here's what's exciting. After sitting, you know, more or less idle for, you know, 5 to 7 years, it turns out that a group called Masquerade is a large national company. And what they do is if you go into a hospital and you see I call them flea markets, but a bazaar, you know, where they're selling things in the lobby. Well, that's Masquerade. That's the company that does a lot of those across the country.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they've just bought a whole lot of my books, Inspirations of Love, Life, and Loss, and they're using them to help both caregivers like social workers and nurses and the pastoral care kind of people. It's a guide for people to find out what they don't know about the healthcare system, about the end of life, about how to deal with love in the situation, how to show love while people are suffering in the hospital. And so hospices and hospitals around the country have adopted my book, Inspirations of Love, Life, and Loss. And this has just happened recently, Catherine. And in 5 states now, they've ordered my books, and they're using these to help people get through the tough times that they deal with. So we're very happy to finally have that book go where it was supposed to go, and that is to help people to learn to cope.
Okay, now here's a good one for you. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you done audiobooks?
I do have one audio book, but not on that one. My audio book is on Washing Away the Pain. I have that one done. And I also have Start from where you are on audiobook at this point.
Now, I'm going to ask...
The problem is, I'll tell you what.
What?
Nobody has CD players anymore.
No, listen to me. MP3. It can be... Listen to me. We have a new program called Songs and Stories for Soldiers.
Okay.
And it actually was done by Dan Perkins, who is one of my clients, who's a veteran, who came up with the idea of Songs and Stories. And he's giving MP3 players with downloadable books and
there
music to veterans that are in the hospital for, say, dialysis, for anything that they have to be there, right? And also active duty. And this is a new 501c3 that I'm working with. And your two books could actually go for this wonderful cause. I'd love to introduce you to Dan Perkins.
I would love to do that.
Because guess what? He's a veteran. He was in the hospital at one time. He lives, you're going to love this because you probably know this area pretty well, Sanibel. Island.
Sure. Beautiful over there.
He has a gorgeous place in Sanibel on the golf course. And he also is in Morristown, New Jersey, and is a regular on my show. And he just wrote the trilogy. You're going to love this. It's called Brotherhood of the Red Nile, A Terrorist Perspective. And it's going to be made, thanks to Catherine Raker, into a movie. We already have the screenplay. So now I'm working in the movie business again. So,
I love it.
But this is such an important cause. And, you know, being in the hospital business yourself, and especially in the VA hospitals, we've got people out there. And I'll send you his website and his thing, because I know you have such great books.
Well, I started at the VA. That was where I started before there was bad things going on like there are now. But I was at the VA, so anything we can do to help our vets, they're so deserving, and our hearts go out to all of them who have suffered, and anything we can do to help, we're on board.
You know, and it's really funny because you've been to Cincinnati, and the VA hospital here actually helped my two brothers so much.
I have to say that
because they're both in heaven now. And we went down. We've got gorgeous pictures up on his website and mine where we have the vets. And, you know, it was funny because we even went into the psych wards, and he does a whole thing with the psych wards as well. And you can't even imagine how much he's really touched people. But when we went in for the dialysis and the chemotherapy, they said nobody comes and sees these guys ever.
Right,
and that is
right.
So sad, so sad. So I'm going to tell Dan you're on board, okay?
Absolutely. I'm on board. That's an easy one because that's right up my alley. Absolutely.
Because now everything with audiobooks is MP3. You download it. And
right.
So anyhow, but this gives them an opportunity to actually have their own MP3 player right there at the station, right there wherever they are in the hospital. And the hospitals
love them. I think it's exciting. That's a wonderful, wonderful idea.
Great
because
idea.
I was getting frustrated because I had all these CDs, and quite frankly, you know, you really can't get, even if I gave them away, I can't give them to people, and nobody's got CD players they're walking around with. Everybody's got their smartphone.
Well, you know what's really funny now? They've got these little pieces in the newer cars, and he's got his books on that, too. So you just take the little, what do you call that thing that you put into a computer?
A flash drive,
and you just put it in your car, and you can hear it, too.
Yep.
How about that one?
Got one in my car. Yes,
good. So I'll tell you what, I'm going to send you the book. How about that one? That's pretty good.
I appreciate it.
Oh, that's all right. You know, I really miss...
Catherine, I'm also looking for a publisher for my new book, which is called The Entrepreneur's Locker Room.
Really? I got to write that down.
And that's a novel, and I am so excited about that one. Nobody's seen that one yet. What your fans don't know is that Catherine was the first person to ever read my first book called Millionaire and Then Find the Millionaire in Your Mirror. And Catherine, I don't know to this day that more than a few people have read it because I never published it, but that's how you and I both got started.
Well, you know what? You know what?
Together.
Well, you know what? Do it as an audio yourself. And we'll put it up, and we'll put it out to all the VA and everybody else.
Yeah.
You know?
I, I think that's a great idea.
That's a smart idea.
So let me tell you about a little bit about Entrepreneur's Locker Room, because you want to know what's new and exciting. This is my philosophy.
I'm listening.
We all know how to raise children. We don't get a guidebook, but we all know how to do it. Mm-hmm. And normally when you have a little baby girl, you bring that sweetheart home and you put her in a little pink room. Mm-hmm. And maybe if you have a boy, you'll bring him in and you'll throw a football in his crib and make it all blue.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you do with the little baby entrepreneur?
I don't know.
Nobody else does either. So my book is a novel, mm-hmm. and it's fiction, and mm-hmm. it's based on three children being born in the same neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
One goes home to the little blue room. One mm-hmm. goes home to the little pink room. And the other one goes home to a family that's trying to raise that person, that child, as an entrepreneur. And we follow their lives as three friends throughout their entire lives. And if I tell you it's my best piece of work, Catherine, by far, I am so proud of it. And I'm just looking for the right publisher or the right agent, because this isn't something that I want to casually go by the wayside. It is a self-published book.
Well, we now know some major publishers, so that's not a problem.
Yep. So that's why we...
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Do you think it's a movie? Do you think it could be a movie?
Oh, sure.
Or TV
Absolutely
show?
It could be a movie.
Okay.
It takes people from the day they're born until they're, call it, midlife, 30, 40, 50 years old.
Mm-hmm.
All three of them. And there's a lot of characters, and it's... the people who have seen it so far are thrilled with it, so it's a good thing.
Oh, well, listen, I have to tell you about something even more exciting for you, too. Actually, I'm very involved with a symposium in Atlanta, Georgia. There's going to be, in 2015, there's going to be people from all over the world coming in for TV and for movies, and it's a weekend event that I'm working on right now with Chase Chenoweth and the state of Georgia. And it's actually going to be tied into a mentoring program for students that are in high school for the new performing arts school. There's a 995-seat auditorium, brand new, where we're going to have this. And everybody that's anybody is going to be there that's in film and in TV. And investors. So I will send you that as well. How about that?
You're going to keep me so busy. I don't know what I'm going to write another book.
Well, that's what I love about being born before 64. That's the cool part, right? So
I agree.
Anyhow, we need to take another short break. And can you give your website out, your new books out, whatever you want to say right now?
Sure. Well, you can watch my show on WRPBITV.com, and you can always go to Start From Where You Are to find out more about what Ken Estrig is doing. Start From Where You Are.
All right. And don't forget to go look at LetsJustTalkRadio.com or KatherineRaker.com, because you can see all the different things that we're doing now. And on that note, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with Ken Estrig.
You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on W4CY.
There is something ominous on the horizon which will affect the whole world. In the recently published book, Brotherhood of the Red Nile, author Dan Perkins takes you on an oh-my-gosh ride that will take your breath away, because you'll swear it isn't true while you hope and pray it never happens. But know in your heart, it might be happening now. The Brotherhood of the Red Nile is book one in this incredible trilogy that's been pulled from the headlines while being explored by the author. Can it be true? Free some time on your schedule, because once you begin reading, you won't be able to put it down. The Brotherhood of the Red Nile is available at Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com, or Smashwords.com. Read a teaser at DanPerkins@Sanibel.com. Author Dan Perkins is a noted author, speaker, and registered investment advisor with more than 40 years' experience in the business world. He's available for speaking engagements as well. To contact him or to find out more about his fantastic new book, go to DanPerkins@Sanibel.com.
Catherine is back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
We're back with Ken Ezrick, and we're talking about his latest book, Entrepreneurs in the Locker Room. How long did it take you to write it?
It took me almost 2 years to write it. It's a story that I'd been thinking about for a long time. And what basically was the issue was everybody has a problem with what happens to athletes, for example. Let's just take a typical child. Normally it's a boy, but obviously in this day and age it doesn't have to be. But the traditional model or the traditional thought is that little boy starts playing t-ball around 5 years old and little football at six in first grade. And then they start banging heads with the coach and team. And as they grow, they always have a team to support them. And they always have events and games. And everybody knows the whole world. And hopefully the goal is that you end up in the professionals. But how many people really make it there? And what happens to those people who don't? Mm-hmm. By the second line is, what about those who go into the arts? Again, you've seen those gorgeous little 2 and 3 year olds tap dancing on stage at a recital. Who could not love them? But all that does really is foster an activity that sometimes will take them through high school. And most people stop dancing by, the end of high school. Very few move on to college and ultimately to professional. So now we've got the entrepreneur and the same thing. There are no teams. There are no coaches. There are no cheerleaders. There's no organized things for a 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 12-year-old entrepreneur. But some of us, like me, get lost because we're not into the sports. We really didn't excel at sports, and we really weren't into the arts. And so we're trying to find our own way. And this book offers an alternative to how we can raise children with a third alternative, and that is one that's focused on business and the world of business and the language of business. And with my own thinking and how I see it, I think it's one of those things that our country particularly is behind those like the Chinese, where they start raising their young business people. Of course, that's a communist world, but the philosophy is that if you start them young, they become more comfortable by the time they're 18 or 20. And the last thing I'll share with that is when you are 20, 21 years old, you graduate high college, and you've been playing football, for example, all your life, and you make it to the pros, you're considered a professional. Do you know when you graduate from college and you've been an entrepreneur your whole life, you know what you are? You're an entrepreneurial infant. And what I do is I take the entrepreneurial infant, the entrepreneurial kindergarten, entrepreneurial middle school, and show how you could change the course of people through their whole life by teaching them just different things.
And that's so important. You know, one of the wonderful organizations out there that I'm so familiar with, and you probably are too, is DECA. And
oh, sure.
That comes as close, pretty close to what a little
right.
bit of what you're talking about. And,
right.
My wonderful daughter-in-law is a DECA teacher. She's one of the best and top DECA teachers in the country. She's won so many times. She's out in California. And I would love to see, if you haven't done this with them, is to do this with them, especially with a book. And
mm-hmm.
to help market the book as well, because guess what?
Right.
That's one of the things they have to do for the school year, is
right.
they have to come up with a whole program to help market something that's out there. And that would be kind of cool, because you've got so many wonderful high schools down there and colleges that are involved in it. That would be kind of cool.
And that's the target of the emphasis or of the thesis, I should say, of the book, is that, don't wait until people are out of, until kids in particular are out of high school to start teaching them business. And I don't care what profession you go into. Let's say you want to be a scientist. Let's say you mm-hmm. want to be a chef. I don't care what it is. You still have to know something about business in this day and age, or how to read a contract, or how to do some of those things. And a lot of times we try so hard to learn our craft that mm-hmm. we forget that it's in living in a world of business. And so it applies to all kinds of thoughts of any type of area that you're interested in. This lays the business mentality over it and shows you how you can, I hate to say it, start from where you are to be an entrepreneur.
Well, you know, and that's important, Ken, because, you know, I get so many phone calls, and I'm serious, every single day from people that have either started a TV show, they want to do something in business, whatever, and they really don't have a plan in hand and to market it, to get it out there. And it shocks me. You know, I love the show Shark Tank because guess what?
Oh, sure.
The cool thing about Shark Tank is they are so brutal with people in some respects. And it's true. They're so brutal, but they're so honest about why would I invest my money unless you've really got it together?
Right.
Right?
The problem with business is that there really is no heart and no soul in business unless we inject it in there ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is we tend to use our passion, our family, our friends as a means for building our business, when in fact what we should be doing is working more on profit and loss and letting those other things be part of the rest of our lives.
Right. And that's so important because it's funny because people just think I just do it. And I have to make money to do it, you know, in order for it to work. And so
I guess that's why there really are business schools. Maybe they are teaching something that's real. And, you know, you just can't go out and be something else and decide you want to be successful in the business part of it.
Right.
And I'll give you a case in point right now that is so widespread. Mm-hmm. It's an industry problem. And most everybody has heard of the movie The Life of Pi with the great animation on the tiger and everything.
Right.
Well, those animators got paid an hourly wage and never made any money. So the entire industry said, wait a minute, something's not right. We need to be making money. We're the ones that drew all this stuff and created it on the computers. What we're trying to do now is exactly that, to try and help people in animation in particular to pool their resources and think more like business people so that that never happens to them again, because that was a travesty. Those people should have made a lot of money, and they basically got an hourly wage, and then they were forgotten about it. Those are the kinds of things where no matter what industry you're in, you need to make sure you know where you fit and why you aren't getting all you should be out of it.
And it has to be profitable. You can't do it for, you know, there's so many people that, I hate to say this, that call me and say, can you do this? And I go, yes, but it costs. And they go, really? You can't just, no, I can't just do it. I have to make money. I have to pay my people. And
that's exactly right.
That's right. You have to have that, you know, you have to have the understanding that, you know, it doesn't matter what it is. Go check it out. Find out how much it costs to do certain things. But make sure that you are, especially if it's a brand new business, that you are funded for at least 2 years. Because,
absolutely.
Am I right about that? Because
you can never have enough in the bank to start a new business.
Right. You never do.
And, you know, as a hospital administrator, I've met a lot of administrators, and there was a nun that ran St. Mary's Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never forget what she told me. She said, Ken, excuse me, there is no mission without a margin.
That's right.
Think about that. Here's coming from a nun who really is dedicating her life to the Lord and all the things that she can do to help other people, being practical enough to say, it's not going to make any sense for us to try this if we can't raise the money.
Mm-hmm. And that's true. And I mean, I've worked for enough nonprofits to understand that, believe me. So anyhow, but I have to tell you something. I have to share something with you because it's really cute. I work with a lot of first, second, and third, fourth stage living facilities because we also bring authors to meet them and do different things with them. And they just love buying the books and they love listening to wonderful speakers like yourself. And you need to do that again when you get time. Anyhow, to make a long story short, I thought, you know, what do assisted living and independent people like to do? They still like to use a microwave, right? So a wonderful chef called me up and said, would I feature her book, 250 Meals in a Mug? Well, I just recently did that with a really good friend of mine who's a wild and woolly kind of gal, and it was fun. And I have to tell you, it was the most exciting, funky, fun show I've done in a long time. So I was talking to where my mom, you know, my mom is in, actually, she's in a nursing home, but they have first, second, third, and fourth stage living. I never did take you there, but I have to when I get a chance to see you again. Anyhow, I called them up and they said, love the idea, because they still can use the microwave. And it only takes 3 minutes in the microwave to make all these wonderful, delicious, fun things. So I'm actually going to be doing a event for 40 people with meals in a mug. I can't wait.
That sounds like fun.
I can't wait to do it. It's just something giving back, doing something that they can really appreciate. And it's simple, even popcorn in a mug. We did everything from a snack, okay, to a main entree, to a dessert in a mug.
Wow.
And so it's
Don't let the college kids find out about that or they'll take over.
Oh, no, that's all right. I want them to. But anyhow, you know, everyone can do certain things for each one of us. And if people would go, and I will give a free commercial for whoever brings this to me, subscribe to my Catherine Raker YouTube channel and you get a free advertisement for a month. How about that?
That's great.
Good idea. Anyhow,
I love it.
You love it? So give your website out again. And
well, my website, we're working on a new one, but startfromwhereyouare.com is where you'll find out most about how you can start from where you are. And our new TV show is on WRPBI-TV, and it's called Live Pain-Free. And you can find out what I call the latest and greatest in pain relief without the use of narcotics.
Okay, we'll be right back on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk after these important messages.
You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on W4CY.
It's harvest time, and I don't know what I would do without my Bagwell. Just last night, I was preparing some fresh tomatoes to go into my freezer. Bagwell makes it easy to do a job which could be a total mess in my kitchen. But the Bagwell sealable bag holder job doesn't end in the kitchen. I take it into the garden when I'm gathering the last of my beans, onions, and small tomatoes right off the vine. The unique fold-up feature and sturdy form allows me to sit it anywhere and drop the produce in, ready to store until use. I can't imagine my kitchen without my Bagwell sealable bag holder. And once you get yours, neither will you. Visit Bagwell.com to get one for yourself. The Bagwell sealable bag holders are also available at Jungle Gym stores in Anderson and in Fairfield.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. I'm the spokesperson for Apteca Naturel products, and they have a brand new product that I'm so excited about. It is unique. It's all natural. It's called Cognizant Natural. It's an advanced memory support dietary supplement containing the remarkable SNAPSA. SNAPSA has been clinically shown to speed learning, enhance your memory, and improve mental performance naturally and safely. Cognizant Natural Advanced Memory Support Dietary Supplement is vegetarian and contains no GMOs. So go out and get Cognizant Natural. It really will help you. Go to their website at www.aptecanaturel.com and get it. It's wonderful. I did, and I know you'll love it too.
Catherine is back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
We're back on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk with entrepreneur, author, TV host, former hospital administrator, lots of different things, Ken Ezrick. And,
Catherine.
Hi. Now, the last time I saw you physically, was about 2 years ago when we brought my mom down to Florida. And it was the last trip we took with my mom because it just got so impossible.
You went out to eat by the beach, the way I recall, or by the intercoastal, wasn't it?
Yeah, and you know we went home the next day because she couldn't handle it.
Yeah,
and we couldn't handle it. And, you know, it's funny because I want to make this a tribute to your mom because she passed away how long ago?
It's just been 1 year. We just got the headstone up this past Sunday.
And I'd
like to share a poem from one of my books, from Inspirations, if
you'd
like for me to
go right ahead and do that. I'd really appreciate that.
Well, this is one that I call is life a bowl of anything, and I know I've recited it for you before, but it's the one that I did for the American Cancer Society when I was chairing the Relay for Life a couple of years back, and it goes like this. I hope your audience likes it.
Okay.
Is life a bowl of anything, or are cherries just for fun? How much is really important when all is said and done? Who cares how much a woodchuck chucks if the forest gets cut down? A bird that flies away in time nests on telephone poles prime. Now, the view we have is from the top. We think the good times never stop. The most important things today are simply thoughts another day. After the pettiness of life takes a drastic turn, look back and count your blessings, those given and those you've earned. When time fast-forwards way too far and all that remains is a dreadful scar, look back at things you once held dear and look at what silliness caused a tear. Now, these thoughts were always known but rushed, but how many times must we be crushed to learn the lesson of the day? Make sure I love you, you always say.
That's absolutely gorgeous.
Well, thank you. It's one of my favorites.
I love it.
It just says so much to so many of us about our petty waste of time and the things we worry about. And when somebody's gone, we remember how really trivial all the bad things were. So, you know, God bless everybody for saying I love you to their friends and family and for giving.
And, you know, that's important to let people know that you do love them and you, especially if they're away or they're not there. You know, all my grandchildren, 14 of them, by the way, 14 grandchildren.
I know you're counting so big, we're going to need another set. Fingers and toes, you're going to run out soon.
Wow, that's unbelievable. You know, it's so important to know that that you're loved and that you're important. You know what I mean? I was so happy that my brother, who passed away a year and a half ago, realized that we really did care about him and we wanted to get him, you know, give him care that he needed. Mm-hmm. And we got him into the VA hospital. He lost half of his foot, but the last year of his life or the last 7 months of his life were really good times. And he got to bond with his, you know, his children and with the rest of the family. And, you know, he's so missed. I really miss him. I miss him because he was such a character. And I know you miss your mom a lot. She was such a doll baby. I loved her.
And she suffered so much at the end.
I know.
You know. It's hard to watch somebody you love like that. And that's where I always put out two good words for hospice. People, it is amazing what they do. I got involved with my first one when I was a hospital administrator back in the 70s. Uh-huh. There is nothing like hospice for those in need.
Oh, that's for sure. You know, that when Bill's mother died, we had hospice. I've worked with hospice many times. I love them. I think they're just absolutely, it's hard to explain until you actually experience it.
It's the right thing for the right people. That's exactly what it is. It's so wonderful.
Right. Now, I want to ask you one question. How's your daughters?
Sure.
How are your daughters doing?
Well, one daughter happens to be on vacation, so how bad could she be doing? She works with me at Live Pain Free, and we are working right now to try and go on mainstream TV with that. So she's very, very busy. Mm-hmm. And my other daughter, Michelle, who's the filmmaker, is finishing her master's degree in computer-generated imaging. And you know what? What's happening in this day and age with computer-generated films, there's no stopping anybody. It's up to your imagination. So I can't wait for her to get her first pieces out for people to start seeing. And thank you for asking. They're both doing just great.
Well, you know, I'll never forget the first time. I came and stayed with you, you know, and the second time, we had whitefish salad. Well, I have to tell you something really funny. My husband, in the past year, I don't know where we were, he had whitefish salad, and now he's in love with it.
So, how's Bill doing?
He's doing great. We just went, he's actually, I can't say a lot on the radio about him, but anyhow, he's doing fine. He's become a top editor. He's one of the best editors I've ever met. We went HD personally, and we've been filming all over the country. We just came back from Chicago, and we did a cooking show, and we did a Born Before 64 show. We're getting ready to do a Timeless Performer show. Is there something new that you want to say before we run out of time? Is there anything else you want to talk about?
Well, you know, I have so many things going on, as you know, and I don't want people to think that they're all different direction, because it really is all the same.
That's right.
And what it really is that you should do what you like in life. Mm-hmm. And I have always been in healthcare because I like it, not because I had to, because I like it. Mm-hmm. So all the things I do in entrepreneurial and in healthcare are that way. The other thing that I decided, and I talk about this in my book, Start From Where You Are, is I like to travel. So I started a travel show, and I've been all over Latin America now. Mm-hmm. And again, you can find that on Ken Esrig YouTube, mm-hmm. and you'll see my Latin America tour, where we go to the finest resort, and mm-hmm. Machu Picchu and different places, and we report back to you. Well, so whether you want to go to a luxury resort or an adventure, you can find it on my YouTube channel at Ken Esrig.
All right. And, you know, I'm going to turn 70 this year, Ken, and so I'm looking for a place to go. So we'll talk after the show. How about that? And on that note, we have run out of time. Please give your website and everything you need to leave with our guests.
If they want to reach me and see what we're talking about today, it's at startfromwhereyouare.com is the best place, and Ken Esrig on YouTube, and we'll get you pointed in the right direction from those two visits. Catherine, it's always wonderful catching up with you, and I really appreciate you having me on the show.
And thank you so very much, and we'll see you next time on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk.
You've been listening to Let's Just Talk featuring Catherine Raker, brought to you by Lawrence Allen, Global Executive Search Professional, author of The Tree of Liberty, Apteca Naturel, Bagwell Syllable Bag Holder, Dan Perkins, Registered Investment Advisor, and author of The Brotherhood of the Written Isle series, Dr. James Butler, DDS, Gravity First Mattress, iMarketing, Magic Nutrition, Swan Montgomery, top musician, engineer, and performer with solo album Ogham, and Ultimate Air Shuttle on W4CY.